Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back right after this.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
P&K has been backed by the industry-leading equipment brand for 30 years. And when you drive your new John Deere 1023 tractor through your weekend chores and every well-cut blade of grass, P&K will deliver affordability at every turn. Starting at just $99.99, the one-of-a-kind expertise of our parts and service departments will keep that value going strong. So come see what sets us apart from the other guys and find out why in Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Offer ends 4/30/15, includes $1,000 cash discount, not stackable with finance offers. Model and availability may vary. Some restrictions apply. See P&K for details. Welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joining us now from Leffler Commodities. And Tom, we'll take a look at our livestock futures here this morning. Ended up with a pretty nice day for livestock. The live cattle, feeder cattle, even the hogs higher yesterday.
We did at that, Dave. Now, actually, yesterday morning we started off with downside. It looked a little scary for a while there, but we quickly turned this market around, got it back trading positive, and we closed positive yesterday, the fourth straight session for the cattle complex. Now, looking at this cattle market, June live cattle yesterday, taking its highs that we made for the day yesterday, this contract has now recovered 67% of what it lost a week ago. August feeder cattle recovered 51% of last week's losses. So we're seeing some recovery in here that is very important, but we're also kind of at that area now. It's got to prove if it can go back up and challenge the latest highs or whether we start to see some selling come back into the marketplace. And choice box beef was down 42 cents yesterday. Select box is down 25. Total movement of 162 loads. Cattle kill 102,000 head. Cash feeder index was down $1.38. And as Dave said, the hog market closed positive yesterday. On the close, June cattle were 32 cents higher. May feeders 57 higher. June lean hogs 90 cents higher.
We're going to check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Energy is Oklahoma's largest business, and OKEnergyToday.com keeps you up to date with the latest news. And it's free. Go to OKEnergyToday.com and sign up for our daily email newsletter, delivered to your inbox each morning. It's got the latest energy news, daily well completion reports, our daily radio energy report, and more. OK Energy Today is sponsored by Chaparral Energy, Industrial Control Solutions, and Energy and Environmental Services. OKEnergyToday.com. Subscribe today.
All right, Tom, let's take a look at our grains now this morning. And, well, the wheat future, Chicago wheat with a nice day yesterday. It was positive. Kansas City wheat, though, was negative yesterday.
It's exactly right. We saw our wheat futures in Kansas City continue to get hammered lower. New contract lows were made for the third straight session yesterday in KC wheat. We closed negative now 8 of the past 9 sessions. We also continue to get reports from our clients out there and other people that the wheat continues to suffer from the drought condition, the winter kill, high mite populations, and the freeze damage from the cold snap a couple weeks ago. Now, we did see some rain that started moving across the southern plains and still is in some places this morning. Hopefully that will be some beneficial rainfall there that will do us some good. We're just going to have to see when we get those final rainfall totals how good it did help us. Now, overnight trading has seen very good volume, and at the moment, our July Kansas City wheat, despite the fact that it's raining out, is 3.25 cents higher, 5.17 1/4. Our July corn's down 0.75 cents. July soybeans up 2 3/4. July cotton down 5 points. June crude oil, 27 cents lower. The June dollar index down 22 cents. And the June Dow Jones futures down 100 points this morning.
Now, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
They can get a hold of us on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Well, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time this morning. You have a great weekend, and we'll visit with you again on Monday. Now, that's going to wrap it up for us here today. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.